This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
That's actor Nicolas Cage signaling the start of the Daytona 500 yesterday. The race, the biggest event in NASCAR, was won by driver Kevin Harvick. But it was not such a good day for Dale Earnhardt Jr. The third-generation racer crashed in the final laps of the race. Scott Hewler reports that Dale Jr. is still struggling in the family business.
Everyone in the NASCAR world knew Dale Earnhardt for decades, but his legend didn't explode into the wider culture until 2001. When Earnhardt died in that year's Daytona 500, he emerged as an American folk legend. And like any legend, he now has his own biopic. The documentary Dale, produced by NASCAR Images and CMT Films, was released to coincide with this year's Daytona 500. It was made with the cooperation of Dale's third wife and widow, Teresa. She now manages DEI, Dale Earnhardt Incorporated. In the film, she challenges his image as a ruthless competitor.
He cared about a lot of other things but racing, but he would do whatever it took to get the job done.
Teresa now gets the job done managing the Dale Earnhardt name. One problem? Somebody else is still using it.
He's a teddy bear.
Nah, polar bear.
You're a teddy bear.
Polar bear.
You got a polar bear on your car, but you're a teddy bear.
Polar bears are a lot different than a teddy bear.
That's Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Jr. engaging in a little playful give and take. After some rough years, Dale Jr. came to a resolution with his father. His relationship with his stepmother hasn't been so simple. As the top racer at DEI, he works for her, and he's recently demanded majority ownership of the team. Longtime NASCAR reporter Monty Dutton says Dale Jr. is in a strong position.
His presence is absolutely crucial to the future of the team, and so he rightfully feels, like probably any other athlete who occupies stardom, that a bigger piece of the pie, or a piece of the pie at all, is his due.
But there's more than business between Dale Jr. and Teresa. They've reportedly had a cool relationship since he was a child. He and his sister, Kelly, moved in with their dad and Teresa a few months before they married. Kelly Earnhardt Elledge is now Dale Jr.'s business manager and confidant. She remembers the complexity of their blended family.
At the time, whenever we moved in with our dad, our stepmom was 24 years old. And, you know, for someone that hasn't had children and someone in their young 20s, it's an awkward time to try to be raising two children.
Kelly doesn't cast Teresa as the wicked stepmother and Dale Jr. as her victim.
We were taught as we were growing up, you know, business and personal issues are kept separate. And so, you know, none of our issues with DEI and Teresa and our contract negotiations are of a personal nature.
But when you're in Earnhardt, everything personal is public. Dale Sr., known as the Intimidator, was an icon in Southern culture on par with Elvis. Even as NASCAR has gone mainstream, his mythology has grown.
There was a certain take-this-job-and-shove-it mentality where people admired Earnhardt, and I believe every worker on a factory line saw in Dale Earnhardt what perhaps, had they gotten the breaks, they could have been.
Dale Jr.'s fans connect with him just as strongly, but for different reasons. He's the multitasking Gen X hero, surviving on microwave meals, playing computer games, and smirking in Jay-Z's Show Me What You Got video. Teresa recently suggested in the Wall Street Journal that Dale Jr. needed to choose whether to be a race driver or a public personality. Both sides say contract negotiations have smoothed out. And surely friction with his stepmother only deepens Dale Jr.'s connection with a generation for whom that's par for the course. For NPR News, I'm Scott Hewler.